A row has broken out over access to one of Ireland's most popular heritage sites, Castletown House in County Kildare. It comes after the owners of private land on the estate withdrew permission for use of an access road and a car park after negotiations broke down with the Office of Public Works. The main house is owned by the state, but much of the land surrounding it was recently purchased by private developers after the state was unsuccessful in its bid. Now the OPW says it intends to reroute traffic through Selbridge to an older entrance and build a temporary car park close by. It's a move that has greatly angered locals, with many joining protests outside the gates. Our reporter Angus Cox is there.
Thanks, Mary, and good morning from Castletown House here in County Kildare. The entire estate comprises roughly 500 acres. Around half of that is state-owned, including the house itself, and it's operated by the Office of Public Works, that's the OPW. Castletown is one of the OPW's most visited heritage sites in the country, and now it's at the centre of a dispute between the OPW and locals here in Selbridge. Under the agreement with the previous owners, it's understood the OPW paid around €24,000 a year so visitors could access Castletown House via this private land close to the M4. And the closure of the public access road, it follows the breakdown of negotiations between the OPW and the new owners after the OPW was outbid in efforts to purchase the land. And this has led to the OPW planning to build a car park inside the old historic gates of the house, which are usually only used for cyclists and pedestrians. And that's just a little bit of background to this dispute, which is reasonably complicated. And the estate has three main entrances, one of which we're at right now. That's the entrance closest to Selbridge town, and this is where protesters are positioned in opposition to the OPW's plans to build that car park. I arrived here shortly after 7 a.m. There were already about five or six people here, and now as I look around, coming up to 10 to 9, there are about 20 people, and the protest is gathering momentum. And I'm joined by local TD Catherine Murphy from the Social Democrats. We'll hear from her shortly, but first, local protesters, as I say, they've been basing themselves at the three entrances to Castletown House in order to highlight what's happening and to stop or stand in the way of the OPW from starting works to build the new temporary car park on the historic grounds. And they've been here around the clock, including Anne-Marie, who pitched a tent here yesterday afternoon and slept outside the gate last night.
So I actually live in Castletown Town Estate, and from previous years there was a bulldozer that actually came in and knocked down the gazebo that is that was actually part of the walled gardens and the actual part of Castletown Town Estate. So they came in at 6 o'clock in the morning. So I was like making sure that no developer or any sort of construction actually happens when anyone is asleep, and still at that, like going with it being in the walled gardens as well, we don't want like going history to repeat itself.
The location of it is wholly unsuitable, with the entrance coming through the protected structure of the gates here in Castletown Estate, housing estate as well. It's going to force, you know, an awful lot of traffic, including coaches and tour buses and cars. So what it's going to do is create a huge amount of traffic coming in the Maynooth entrance, as we call it, and through these gates, which, as you can see, are very narrow. But, you know, just as important as that is that the massive amount of work that OPW have put in to creating such a wonderful amenity here, that to just rip it out and, you know, put in a car park where they're proposing. I know they're up against it in terms of trying to provide car parking facilities, but it's a stick and plaster, and it's a knee-jerk solution.
The Save Castletown organisation, which I'm helping with, has boosted to over 2,000 members on the various channels. We are all guardians of this space, and the community reaction was incredible. At 10 a.m. today, we're going to have a massive gathering of school children and everyone to show our solidarity to try and prevent this car park.
Some voices there of the protesters gathered outside Castletown House here in Selbridge in County Kildare. I'm joined by Catherine Murphy. You're the local TD for the Social Democrats. How did we get to this stage with this breakdown of negotiations?
Yeah, well, obviously the state not winning the bid was, opened up some difficulties, and serious difficulties, and there was an immediate standoff with the community where poison signs were put up all over the land. The the OPW then entered into a negotiation to seek a lease, as they had with the previous owner. It was a 5-year rolling lease with the previous owner for access in and for the car and for to use the car park area, which they own. The new owner would only entertain discussing a lease with them up to May of next year, and it came apparently with not only just the financial cost, but there were other strings attached as well, which the state didn't feel it could meet. The OPW then went to a fallback position. We were all notified on Friday evening. That it would be necessary, and essentially. Now, machinery rolled in yesterday morning and people saw it and immediately gathered.
And that's the current situation. You can hear from the background, it's a very busy spot with traffic gathering. It's largely this entrance, you said, used for pedestrians and cyclists. So we know what the problem is. What's the solution as far as you're concerned?
Well, the solution has to go back to the new owner. I think the ultimate solution is that this all of this land is acquired by the state, and up to including using a compulsory purchase order, if that's necessary. If that could be avoided, all the better. But the new owner will really, I really believe, has to be pressure has to be put on to encourage him to come back to the table with the OPW. Look, this land is zoned amenity. It's zoned green belt. Mm-hmm. There isn't a review of the local area plan for a couple of years. It's going to remain like that. There is a very firm commitment that this is what the land should be okay. used for by the council, by the OPW. And he may well have some notions of what he might be able to do with that, but the zoning on that would not permit anything to be built on that now.
Okay, well, for the moment the standoff continues, and the group of protesters, as I understand it, all three gates, not just here at the Selbridge entrance, is continuing to gather momentum. So Catherine Murphy, local Social Democrats TD, thank you very much for joining me here in Selbridge in County Kildare. And for the moment, Mary, it's back to you in studio.